Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Friday wound up a two-day official visit to Israel, heading the largest Czech delegation ever to visit the Jewish state. The visit came a week before the UN is expected to vote on an independent Palestinian state, which was one of the issues Czech and Israeli officials debated in Jerusalem. Jan Richter spoke about the Czech Prime Minister's visit with Czech radio correspondent in Israel, Přetislav Tureček.
It was the first time that such a huge ministerial delegation visited Israel from the Czech Republic, and Prime Minister Nečas stressed that it is basically to stress the depth of the mutual friendship and to confirm all the agreements concerning economic, scientific and also military cooperation. The Czech delegation consisted of a few dozens participants, including businessmen and officials from academic fields.
Well, the visit comes at an interesting time because the Palestinians are expected to table a demand for an independent state in the upcoming General Assembly of the United Nations. On Thursday, after meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Nečas said he did not support a unilateral recognition of independent Palestine. Does that mean that the Czech Republic will vote against the Palestinian plea in the upcoming vote in the United Nations?
Well, I asked the Czech Prime Minister about it, and he again declined to reveal how the Czech delegation in New York would vote next week. But then I just explained that it is not possible to say now, since we still don't know whether the vote would take place, the Security Council or General Assembly, and it is also not known how the Palestinian proposal or request would be worded. But my feeling was that the Prime Minister was very reluctant to actively support any Palestinian move. And by the way, local daily newspaper Haaretz reported a few days ago that the Czech Republic is actually one of only five countries of the world who would actively vote against Palestinians. It was reported that Czechs already promised such position to the Israelis.
Well, the Czech delegation was caught up by the internal Czech politics during the visit in Israel as well, because when Prime Minister Nečas and his delegation visited on Thursday the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial, they were met outside by several protesters calling for the removal of the controversial Czech right-wing figure Ladislav Bátora from the Czech Education Ministry. How did the Czech officials react?
Well, there were actually just four women, I guess mainly Israelis of the Czech or Slovak origin. One of their banner asked Education Minister Mr. Dobeš whether he is ready to sack Mr. Bátora finally after seeing the Museum of Nazi Crimes and the Holocaust. The delegation, at the first moment, the delegation passed along the demonstration without any reaction. Afterwards, the Czech journalist asked Prime Minister Nečas. He said it's not his business to comment on that, and it's not his business to do anything about Mr. Bátora. Then we asked the Minister Dobeš. He admitted that he was really surprised to see the demonstration against Mr. Bátora here in Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, but again he refused to dismiss this official, basically.
Czech Radio's Israeli correspondent Přetislav Tureček, and he was speaking there to Radio Prague.